Kati sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Le vuka njani mthwakazi omuhle olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngolwesithathu mhlaka 28 kuNcwabakazi 2019 nguNtungameli Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje
ababanga lethuba lokuthi baphendule lokho kuyisicelo samagqwetha endula undiwele, ngokunjalo ke baza buyela bayehlala phansi babhale ngendlela efaneleyo baletha amaphepha abo.
Induna umnumzana Felix Nhlanhla yamaNkwendiweni uzabuyela e-High Court namuhla ukuyakuzwa ukuthi umahluli uyasivumela na isicelo sakhe sokuthi akhululwe nge-bail.
Lawo ngamanga enza ukuthi inhlanzi ziphume emanzini. Okokuqala, sonke siyakwazi ukuthi sivalelwe, inkokheli zethu zabuya zaliswa ukuthi zingene.
Ibandla le-MDC lithi ingamanga imbiko yokuthi ukwethekelelwa kukaNdiweni ngomnumzana Nelson Chamisa ejele sokudale ukuzamazama phakathi kwalo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Induna umnumzana Felix Nhlanhla yamaNkwendiweni uzabuyela njalo emthethwandaba we-High Court namuhla ukuyakuzwa ukuthi umahluli uyasivumela na isicelo sakhe sokuthi akhululwe ngesibambiso se-bail. Umahluli othetha lolu daba umnumzana Joseph Mabhikwa wehlulekile ukwahlulela izolo ngoba ubengaphiwanga isinqumo sikamantshi owethesa uNdiweni isigwebo sokupika okomnyaka owodwa olengxenye. UNdiweni wafunyanwa elecala lokubhidliza impahla yesinye isakhamuzi esibikwa sasisala ukulandela isinqumo senkundla yakhe. Umnumzana Ndiweni uqale ukupika eKami Prison kumaviki amabili edluleyo. Emthethwandaba we-High Court uphikisa ukutholakala kwakhe elecala kanye lesigwebo asetheswayo. UChris Kande we-Studio 7 uxoxele sikhulumeli sehofisi yenkosi yesizwe samaNdebele umnumzana Bulelani Lobhengula Khumalo umnumzana efidlela Ncube.
Sange babe nethuba lokuthi baziphendule lezo zinto ebezibhalwe lapho, ababanga lethuba lokuthi baphendule lokho kuyisicelo samagqwetha endula undiwele, ngokunjalo ke baza buyela bayehlala phansi babhale ngendlela efaneleyo baletha amaphepha abo bawase emagqwetheni endula undiwele, bawase njalo enkantolo, kutsho khona ukuthi kusihlwa nje sebekwenzile khona lokho njengoba inkantolo ivumelane labo ibaphile ithuba lamagqwetha endula undiwele aphikisana ngalaleso sicelo athe kuphela kumele kukhunjulwe ukuthi kujahekile ukuba kuthoniswe i-bail. Ngakho-ke umthethwandaba uthe kumele kuthoniswe ke leso sicelo senduna ese-bail. Wonke umuntu abathuthisi kunye namagqwetha babe khona ngaleso sikhathi kwenziwe yonke into ngendlela efaneleyo.
Kuzwa kuthiwa izizathu zokuvalela induna enkantolo bezingabonakali izolo, kuliqiniso na?
Izizathu zokuvalelwa kukababa uMdladla singathi irekhodi ngesiNgisi ibilokhu ingakaprintwa ukuthi ivele isetshenziswe e-High Court. Ibisasetshenzwa iyasize yatholakala ngolesihlanu yasiwa-ke kumajistrate ukuthi ahambe ayibona ayivume lokho kuthiwa yikusethifaya ukuthi iqondile abeseyisa e-High Court izolo. Konke lokho kakwenzakalanga njengokwesethembiso sakho ukuthi izabe isifikile emini ngo-2:30 emagqwetheni enduna undiwele. Iziyafika leyo rekhodi lezo zizathu ntambama ngo-past 4 kwenza ukuthi kubathwisisi bakahulumende zifike namhlanje ngo-10 lezo zizathu. Babathwisisi bakahulumende basebekhala-ke befike enkantolo enkulu ukuthi hhayi thina izizathu khona sizithole namhlanje asizilungiselelanga-ke kasikwazange ukuphendula, ngakho sicela isikhathi ukuthi sikwazi ukuphendula silethe izizathu zethu ukuze icala lithethwe ngokulandelayo. Icala elithoniswayo kukhulunywa nge-bail. isicelo sika baba uNdiweni ukuthi aphumele ngaphandle kusathoniswa icala ngobubanzi balo.
Ubona ungani induna ilethuba na lokuhlawuliswa ibail ithoniswe ingaphandle kwentilongo?
Thina njengoZulu esikwaziyo ukuthi nxa ngabe kulecala umuntu elecala icala liyathoniswa ngendlela efaneleyo, nxa ngabe lecala icala liyathoniswa ngokomthetho welizwe, olesikhalazo adlulele kuzinkantolo eziphezulu. Yikho esikhuthaza abantu kuso sonke isikhathi ukuthi bakwenze. Nxa ngabe umuntu kungathoniswanga kahle wangasuthiseki, kuthoniswa enduneni kadlulisele kumagistrate court, okungasuthisekanga ngokwe magistrate court ayi high court, kuye supreme court, kuye constitutional court. Ngokunjalo asizisebenziseni zonke lezi nkantolo yonke lemthethwandaba ngendlela efaneleyo. Akulamuntu ofanele avalele ukuthi adlulisele icala phambili. Ngakho ke yikho esikukhuthazayo ukuthi kungaliwa phansi abantu abadlulisele amacala phambili.
Umnumzana Efidlela Ncube isikhulumeli sehofisi yenkosi yamaNdebele, umnumzana Bulelani Lobengula Khumalo ubexoxa ecingweni lo Chris Gande weStudio 7 ekobulawayo. Kusenjalo ibandla leMDC selilandule imbiko ethulwe ngamaphephandaba kahulumende ethi ukwethekelelwa kukaNdiweni ngomkhokheli waleli bandla umnumzana Nelson Chamisa ejele sokudale inkulumo ngoba ezinye iziphathamandla esezike zabotshwa zikhonona ngokuthi kungani uChamisa ehambe wayabona uNdiweni yena engazange ayezibona ngesikhathi lazo zibotshiwe. Umnumzana Chamisa wethekelele uNdiweni ekhami ngomgqibelo. Umgcinisihlalo weMDC uNkosazana Tabita Khumalo ongomunye weziphathamandla zaleli bandla ezibotshwe ngamacala atshiyeneyo kunsukwana ezedluleyo uthi ingamanga limbiko.
Lawo ngamanga amanga enza ukuthi inhlanzi ziphume emanzini. Okokuqala, sonke siyakwazi ukuthi sivalelwe, inkokheli zethu zabuya zaliswa ukuthi zingene zisibone, zaliswa ukuthi zingene zisiphathele ukudla. Njalo akungimangalisi ngoba izolo kulojaku osebenza ikhroniko ungifonele buthumo uthe sengifonele engakhuluma into adefuna ukuyikhuluma, ngamtshela ngathi wena uvele ungusomangasi. Ngavele ngubona ufona sengikwazi ukuthi ukhona osekutshela amanga okuthi ungcolise inkokheli zethu. Okangifuni ukukhuluma nawe, loba lokho okutsheliweyo njalo uyefonela labo abakunike lowo mbono. Okwesibili, ngokokuthi umkhokheli wethu baba uChamisa uthe kula ebuya kubulawayo akula nkokheli eyodwa ekugoqela iprovinsi ake axoxa layo. Ubuye ehamba ngomsebenzi akade ulandile, njalo kulilungelo lakhe ukuthi enze umsebenzi onjalo ngoba sonke siyazi ukuthi kulabo somangani. So kulezi nsuku kakululu ukwazisa abantu ukuthi ungaphi yangavukela ngaphi. Akula muntu okade kwazi ukuthi umkhokeli wethu khona kubulawayo.
Manje ngokubona kwakho imbiko le ingaba ijongeni?
Imbiko le anti sonke siyazi ukuthi izanu isiphelelwe ngombono, isidinga izindlela zokubophanisa imisila inkokheli labalandeli. Kungcolisa nje, kungcolisa konke okukhulumayo khona okungamanga. Akula nto enjalo kuyakho engingayikhulumi. Njalo angikholi ukuthi shuwa ngile 40 years ngisebenza umbangazwe namhlanje nginganelisa ukukhuluma izinto ezinjalo kumphakathi ukuthi sengigula yini.
Elabotshwa lonke bona-ke akula yini ongaba ekhulume khona lo?
Bebevele ngabeka bakho uyibona kusenator Tsepiso uhamba ngikomiti yakhe marriage bill. So kakho omunye oyinkokheli umama Masosha ube ngekho beseGwanda and ube ngekho la umhlangano nalo okhulunywa ngawo lo senator uTsepiso laye ube ngekho. Umasithole la ibe ngekho besemsebenzini. Laba abanye bakuma-structures baphansi, u-Eliot ube ngekho, u-Sugar ube bekuyimi ngedwa kade ngikhona kumhlangano nalo. Njalo ubungasiwo umhlangano obekukhulunywa ngokuthi bezibotshiwe ubungumhlangano ukuthi sikhangele njengoba abantu bethunjwa kangaka yakobulawele kwazihlwe abantwana abathunjiwe labazali abathunjiwe ukuthi senzeni njengenkokeli sithunjile abantwana besiyajayo.
Wona umumo unjani wona lo wokuthunjwa?
Umumo wokuthunjwa bakithi vele amathumba asemlonyeni. Sikhuluma kunje nje silomkhokeli wethu wabontwanga abambiza besithi ngumChina uthunje ngabantu bezane ekhwekhwe embonayo igqoke i-t-shirt elesithombe sikamkhokeli wethu. Bamtshaye sikhuluma kunje nje simgcine eqalekile. So ubesesibhedlela ekhwekhwe General Hospital. Kodwa inkinga umbiko esesihlangane lawo ngokuthi akulalona ukuthi ayipilisi nje esibhedlela soneso. So inkokeli zethu ziyagijima kunje nje ukuthi sizame ukuthi simdingile ukuthi ahambe lapho ezathola khona usizo.
UNkosazana Thabita Khumalo ngomgcini sihlalo webandla le-MDC ubexoxa ecingweni lo Chris Gande we-Studio 7 ekobulawayo. Sikhangele okusemaphephandabeni namuhla. Iphephandaba leChronicle lithi umgcini sihlalo weZanu PF uNkosikazi Opha Muchinguri Kashiri usechotoze elemelika esithi liyangenela kakhulu kundaba zeZimbabwe lisekela amabandla aphikisayo emizameni yokugenqula uhulumende. Iphephandaba leHerald lona lithi inhlanganiso ye-Apex Council isivumile ukwamukela isilinganiso se-76%. Uhulumende asanda kwengezelela izisebenzi zakhe iholo ngaso. Lanxa kunjalo ezinye izisebenzi zithi kazilamukeli leli holo ngoba lilokhe liphansi kakhulu. Sokuyisikhathi senu balaleli lapho esilipha khona ithuba lokutsho yiloba yini okusenhliziyweni zenu.
Salibonani kuStudio 7, mina igama lami u-Adolf Shaba, ngilapha eJohannesburg, South Africa. Mina isicelo sami esokuthi abantu beZimbabwe nebezalwane zeZimbabwe kwamele sifikelane njengalokho sokusenzeka lapho abantu bethunjwa khona, ngoba ngiyazi abantu uma bebambene noma kuthiwa yama-intelligence e-government anjani, abantu siyakhona ukuvikelana. Hhayi into yokwesaba ngaso sonke isikhathi sokuthi hhayi, ngoba le nto esiqalile manje ezwe lakithi yokuthi kuthunjwa abantu, kuboshwa abantu abangelacala, hhayi sokufanele lathi sikuqede njengezakhamizi.
Bonani nikhuluma noSthandazile Ncube. Ndinale ndaba leyo ukuthi bathi sibuyele emakithi senze njani, asiyazi ukuthi bafuna just nje bayazikhulumela. Sokwaba yingxoxo yabo nje, singakuthathi ngenhliziyo, ugcine sesingasayi emsebenzini, singasayezini, into leyo bahlezi bayikhuluma. So vele bona bayenza into abafuna ukuyenza kwaphela, thina sinandaba abayenza afuna ukukwenza.
Ngithanda ukubingelela wonke umuntu okustudio, ngithi salubonani balaleli bonke lokho zonke indawo, liba laba babambe insimbi zamakhiwa ngakhona ngalesi amazweni, linjani bakhokheli bethu, nkosi zethu ezaphambili ofuze zizohlala isihlalo ngapha, linika abanye izinsimbi lizohlala isihlalo ngapha lina yini lingakwanisa. Ibe sengithi balaleli, ibizwe lami nguSimon Ncube ekhansuka elupane endaweni yaseJotsholo engombani koNcube komguza. Ngile kuhatazeka kakhulu badala bami ezihlobo zami lapha. Kanti kungani ubandlululo lusiya phambili olokuthi shona Ndebele? Mina yimi yikho ngibona kwenza ukuthi umkhuhlane lokuthi abantu bebulalane besiya phambili umemetheke. Yikho ngibona ukuthi umkhuhlane lo wenziwa ukukhoza khona lokhu ukuthi abantu banelokubandlululana badala, banelokubandlululana. So lapha thina sesibonile sesibonile sananzelela ukuthi isizwe sikamthakazi siyaphela isizwe sikamthakazi siyaphela kuyini badala bakhokheli lingaboni kulomdala lapho shale jayele ngumuzi ekhuluma sithi yena kuyingane kani kuye abantu mabethu bayacatsha bayachaywa abantu bayatshontshe busuku bayachaya abanye bagele izinele ngamambodlela uthi kuye kuyingane kani ngibe ngithi zihlobo zami balaleli linilalele lingiyakhuluma kade singithile umdala lowo umnyaka lowo ma ungaphela umbuso lowo kuyo ungamhlamukelanga angazi kodwa lwana ozanga kuphele umbuso lowo ungamhlamukelanga lo mdala lowo ukhuluma njalo ngiyamhlonipha umzali wami ngoba umzali wami oseZimbabwe wonke ngumzali wami kodwa but ngendlela okhuluma ngakhona ayazi ukuthi umbuso lowo kuwo ngithi uzotshisa ithukele yezikofi ngiyalitshela abadala bami umdala lo uzotshisa ithukele yezikofi ilizwe lizomhlamukela ngendlela owenza ngakhona kuzisa usizi ukuthi abanye abadala bethu benyamalala bechaywa yine ebesechazi kasesithi hayi laba bantu ngabantu abawonileyo umuntu vele uma yesigebengu ulande ebusuku kodwa but badala bamlilalele indaba ezinjalo kodwa but sihluthelene kodwa akula ukuthi sizamenzani engumdala wethu kodwa sizambeka enkosini ukuthi lapho khona uNkulunkulu ezemzweni usisize emtshengisa indlela yokuphila.
Salibonani Studio 7, salibonani maZimbabwe namahle. Mina igama ngu-Adrian Phiri, ngikhuluma ngisewange. Ngithi lami nginikeze umbono wami ngaloko kwenzakala elizweni lethu leZimbabwe. Mina ngithi alubana amaZimbabweni siyaba nomqondo oyi-1 singakhangela ubana lo uphuma kweliphi ibandla lo ngayiphi iphathi ngwezanu kumbe ngwe-MTC kodwa alubana siyaba nomqondo ubana sihlale phansi sikhulumisane ukuze siyakhe ilizwe lethu. Umbono wami ngibona ngani singaphumelela ilizwe lingaphambili. Ngiyabonga.
Ngiyabingelela lonke balaleli be-Studio 7 usizwe lonke leZimbabwe. Mina igama lami ngunkwambazi ngiphumele eLupane emagusini. Kungcono ngikhulume kancane ngomtholi lo. Umtholi usuthi udla ngezani PF futhi ubakala ubona. Yezwe khuluma ngenduku lezi ezamaphoyisa ezezetharaphile is part of intimidation lokubotshwa okwenziwa abantu lo yi-human rights abuse yonke le mase bekhangela abamezweni kuyenza ukuthi kube nama-sanction bebe sebekhala futhi bethi MDC yiyo eyenza ukuthi kube nama-sanction isisebenzisi ka-EDCs fana labo Chigumba omalaba bonke osila igwana la abanye abasha elingakababona uThokozani Gubhe sebajoyinile indirectly. Ngiyabonga ngikhuluma ngapha Thokoza Gospel Mzansi.
Igama okhulumayo uDr. Mbezi.
Indaba yokungena emsebenzini le angiboni ngaphumelela njalo kumele bananzelele ikakhulu thina sibuya ngasezini sibane sisakhile ngakho nje ukuthi singaphongukususwa kumbe abantu bangabuyela bekhe ekhaya overnight nje kube lula funa ibe long term plan ukubisela abantu ezimbabwe kube nendlela khona aluba bungaba esekuright ezimo kungekho kuhluphi abantu bayazibuyelela nje lula lula ngoba ungabheka even nabantu abaphiwa amaphemisi babe more than 200 or ungabheka manje inani nje elincane. Yebo abanye bangabashona abanye behlore no kodwa iningi abanye bakhona abalushona babuyela isikhathi sejini ayinto zingalunga vele isolution yokuthi abantu basuke kwale-South Africa ikuthi kulunge lapho abavela khona.
Ninjani bantu baka Studio 7 nana balaleli nonke ninjani siyabonga kakhulu umsebenzi elisenzela wona nokuthi kube nabantu abangenayo abanye besilimukisa kodwa kube nabanye abantu abangena lapha ku Studio 7 abasilahlekisayo belokhu bebhizi besikhonolayisa abantu abafana nalo mdala lo zwakala kodwa eliNdebele kodwa ukambiza ugawula ngazi ukuthi yini le nto ayigawulayo or mhlawumbe wayegawula amanye amaNdebele ngoba ubonakala lo muntu lo uvikela labo abantu basempumalanga engingathi ngithi mina kakhulu abangabezanu bebulala abantu bengenela abantu ebusuku ezindlini lokho besezinto ababeyenza kudala egugrawundi ekamgadi njalo uyakhohlwa yena lo muntu ugawule nje ukuthi ma singathi siyamu-investigata yena ngokwakhe ingqondo yakhe ifana nekajonathan moyo ujonathan moyo manje sikhuluma kunje akahlali ezimbabwe wabaleka waya emazweni esingawazi ukuthi uwuphi sehlala egangeni wabale washiya iy'ngane zakhe washiya iy'hlobo zakhe.
ke kungabalaleli bethu abasithumele imlayezo yabo nge-WhatsApp. Lawe uyenelisa kusithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo ezithi 001-201-465-0318. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe. Uhlangothi olubona ngendaba zeziphepheli ku-United Nations luthi kufe abantu abangamashumi amane duzane le-Libya ngemva kokubhewuka lokucwila kwesikepe ekade besigadile belubhekise ezwekazi le-Europe. Isivumelwano phakathi kwele-Burundi lele-Tanzania esokubuyisela izizalwane ze-Burundi ezaphephela kwele-Tanzania sokudale ukungahlaliseki phakathi kweziphepheli lezi. Eziningi zazo zithi zilokwesaba okukhulu ngoba zilakho ukulinyazwa kumbe ukuba sengozini alubana zithe zaphindela ekhaya. Sizigqibeke ezekuseni ngodaba oluhamba phambili eMelika. Ukungahlaliseki kumnotho eMelika kanye lokuzamazama komkhambo wemali kuyaqhubeka, abanye besithi isimo silakho ukuba sibi ngamandla balahlekelwe yimisebenzi. Lokhu kudalwe yimpi yokukhwezelana imithelo kwezokuthengiselana phakathi kweMelika leChina. Umongameli Donald Trump nguye oqale impi. Kambe iyophetha ngani? Sixoxele ngcwethi kwezenotho umnumzana Kelvin Manduna.
Inkinga yokuthi impi le abayingenanga bele strategy in terms of planning ukuthi what are the long term objectives esiwalwelayo. Impi yangkhona as you see ilwiwa in a whimsical way, lokuthi umphathamandla uvuke and felt a certain way and he reacts is reactionary. So even bona on our side, abalimi and then other business people, they have no predictability. They can't say what our objectives are to, these are the concrete objectives you are trying to achieve from each China. And it's this lack of clarity which makes it very difficult for them to understand in this trade war, what does that mean? It's not clear. And the last thing I would say, even abangani bemelika, the Europeans, uvele G7 katesi umongameli, they are also starting to realize even bengabangani bemelika labo, they are not safe from impi a trade war lay from imelika.
Abantu abaningi abavotela uTrump bayakhala kakhulu ngempi yakhe leChina, bathi iyababulala kakhulu kwezenotho. Abanye ngasebelahlekelwe imisebenzi, abanye ngasebengasela lapha bangathengisa khona into zabo. Ubona mhlawumbe bemhlamukela yini uTrump ikakhulu kuyiwa kukhetho oluzayo?
Well, ngingathi kuzahamba lokuthi ama poll numbers akhe amenjani. President Trump is very sensitive kuma poll numbers, and ama poll numbers lawa ngicazukutshengisa ukuthi sengani support yehla, especially kuma Rust Belt states, wona lawa Midwest langapi where he's stronghold ibase yakhe khona. He will see him reacting and trying to resolve the trade war lay. Ama China behlakamphile athagethile ama trade sanctions abo, ama tariffs on ama products which are produced by ibase, izimota, agricultural products, ama soybeans wona lawa, and so on. So baba chayile sibili lendubu on those products and which affect ibase, they were very effective. So yena, I believe ama numbers engachinja, he will react and start to look for a way to end this trade war in a way which doesn't show weakness.
Ubona kusiba lokuvumelana phakathi ekwayo iMelika leChina balulungisise loludaba iphele impi yabo?
Angina optimism ukuthi kuzaba le agreement in the full sense. Ngibona ngani at best we will get a type of a detent, ngathi ceasefire, and maybe kuphelele khonapho as a ceasefire omunye esamathari somunye, but a trade agreement, a full one, I can't imagine, because into that corner which are be under dispute zinga kulu. And you know, to get ama agreements lawa, you have to have ama personality who are amenable to deal making, and the personality, unfortunately, omongameli is not one which is amenable to striking a deal.
Umnumzana Kelvin Manduna yincwethi kwezenotho njalo uqhuba izifundo zakhe ze-PhD e-Howard University khonapha eMelika.
Some of my feet, 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 some of
Alexeni isikhathi sokulala ngapha thina abanye sisebenza phakathi kobusuku linasiyazi liyavuka khona ngapho eZimbabwe la kwezinye indawo amazwe achiyeneyo lapho lingaba likhona. Siyalamukela umsakazo wenu, umsakazo weStudio 7. Silethulela izindaba zekuseni lamhlanje nje kungolwesithathu. Nabanye ke esingakalali isi right masihlabela lingoma sithi solale ekuseni. Nxa usuvukile ngapho ekhaya uyakwanisa ukuyitshintsha lawo uthi sovuke ekuseni. Dr. Malinga, inkalakatha yesigcango lindoda nxa sobugidwa lapha ekwaziye kuphakamisa unyawo kuphela, but hayi ekuhlabeleni lapha yingwenya uyakarapa, uyashaya, uyahlabela. Usigqibela ke izindaba zekuseni. Singake hlukane sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Induna umnumzana Felix Nhlanhla Mangwendiweni uzabuyela e-High Court namuhla uyakuzwa ukuthi uMahluli uyasivumela na isicelo sakhe sokuthi akhululwe nge-bail. Ibandla leMDC lithi ingamanga imbiko yokuthi ukwethekelelwa kukaNdiweni ngumnumzana Nelson Chamisa ejele sokudale ukuzamazama phakathi kwalo. Kwanele kodwa likhumbule zikhona ezakusihlwa ngo-7:30. Mina lani asibeni sonke ekusasa ekuseni ngo-6:30. Olivalelisayo Muntunga Milinkomo. Lichone kuhle.